Welcome to Project Nerds Now Streaming, the podcast that has all the great goodness coming to streaming platforms next month. This month, we have you covered with all the content coming to Amazon, HBO, Hulu, and Netflix. Remember, if you enjoy Project Nerds Now Streaming, be sure to subscribe here and everywhere you can to not only get this great podcast every month, but to also gain access to Project Nerds' other awesome podcasts such as The Nerdcast, I'm Not Famous, Sexy Nerd Science, Modern Sex, Redults, and Meeple Skills. Just a reminder, if you're checking out this video for Now Streaming, all content used is courtesy and copyright of the respected studios and used only in a promotional manner. Project Nerd does not claim ownership to any of the trailer footage used in this month's episode, as well as Project Nerd is not paid for endorsing any of the streaming services, movies, or series discussed in this podcast. Now let's get to what's happening in January 2019. HBO is set for a very busy January with a full slate of original content and summer blockbusters hitting both the HBO Go and Now platforms. Just as a reminder, if you are using a PlayStation 3 to stream your HBO service, those apps will no longer be available on that hardware after the first week of January. HBO is getting us started this month with a great set of original series returning to kick off 2019, including True Detective Season 3. True Detective starts on January 13th with a new cast of detectives played by Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff. True Detective will be joined on the 20th by the third seasons of both HBO's originals Crashing and High Maintenance. All three of those series will be joining a new series of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver for a great slate of winter 2019 original content. But HBO isn't all about series in January, as the network is also premiering the original film Brexit on January 19th. Brexit stars Benedict Cumberbatch as Dominic Cummings, who prepares a campaign to convince British voters of their need to leave the European Union. HBO's original programming is joined by some summer blockbusters. Super Troopers 2 will be premiering January 5th, followed by Ocean's 8 on January 12th. Tully drops on January 19th, and Tags hitting the platform on January 26th. Don't forget to have fun with the terribly entertaining action blockbuster Geostorm, also debuting on the platform January 20th. Along with all that great programming, HBO is set to add a huge slate of new movies to the platform starting January 1st. The full list, as always, is available at projectnerd.com within this podcast post, and it contains such hits as Big Fish, Logan, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the whole Psycho trilogy, The Outsiders, and Traffic. Remember, it's not TV, well, it's streaming, and HBO is streaming plenty this month. Bouncing over to Amazon Prime Video, we have the return of original content plus a handful of other movies and series premiering throughout the month. Starting January 1st, Amazon Prime members gain access to great hits such as A Beautiful Mind, Terry Gilliam's Brazil, and many more. The excitement continues with Amazon premiering three award season contenders throughout the month. Leave No Trace premieres January 3rd, Beautiful Boy on January 4th, and 8th Grade on January 13th. You can stream all month long to see why those three films are favorites this award season. Prime original series are also dropping, with Informer the second season premiering January 11th, and the hit car-based series The Grand Tour returning with season 3 on January 18th. Amazon Prime members can also pay a little bit more for select networks to stream, and this includes CBS's All Access that will be debuting the second season of Star Trek Discovery on January 17th. As always, for a full list of what is available on Amazon Prime, you can check out this post over on Project Nerd. And if you're paying for Amazon Prime, remember you have access to the full list of Prime Video Library, as well as select collection of music for streaming and books for your Kindle or Kindle app. Hulu's January is so full of new titles, it's going to be hard to come even close to mentioning all of them, but we've got some key ones for you to check out this month, as well as the full list over at the site. As always, Hulu includes many awesome series that they're contracted with for other networks as they air in real time, and this brings forth Atlanta Season 2 premiering on January 1st, the return of The 99, that's right, Brooklyn Nine-Nine on January 11th, as well as Blackish, The Good Place, Modern Family, and the updated series The Conners, all debuting again this month. Hulu will also be returning their original series Future Man for a second season. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, as the season one was met with mixed reviews. Movies are aplenty this month on Hulu, and drop throughout the entire month. For the full list, again, check out Project Nerd, but be sure to get excited for both Bill and Ted films hitting on January 1st, Annihilation, one of our top 10 films of the year, premiering on January 5th, The Commuter on January 8th, and You, Me, and Dupree on January 19th. Finally, it's time for Netflix. Netflix has plenty happening in January as well, with new movies, original series, and the last ever MCU title to drop to the streaming service. Netflix's original series are returning with two highly praised titles leading the way. The third and final season of A Series of Unfortunate Events drops on New Year's Day. The series has been fantastic so far, and the end is near right at the beginning of the month. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt returns for Season 4 Part 2 on January 24th. The equally praised series is apparently winding down, but a number of laughs are still to be found in 2019. Other original series, such as Call My Agent, Friends from College, Grace and Frankie, and DreamWorks Trolls, are returning January with new seasons as well. Big movies hitting the platform this month include a trio of Disney titles that will be some of the last to arrive on Netflix. Solo, A Star Wars Story, is streaming on January 19th. The Star Wars film was met with an underwhelming response, but will probably find second life online. Ant-Man and the Wasp arrives on January 19th. Again, this will be the very last MCU title to drop on Netflix. And Disney's last big adventure on Netflix in January arrives just a day later, with The Incredibles 2 dropping on January 20th. Remember, time is winding down to catch these Disney titles as well as the many others on this platform, so enjoy them while you can. For the family, you also have Hotel Transylvania 3 streaming as of January 24th. Join the monstrous crew in the third installment as they head out on vacation. Netflix will also be premiering other series and movies throughout the entire month. Like the other services, the complete list is available in this podcast post over on Project Nerd. In the meantime, a few items of note include Across the Universe, City of God, Pan's Labyrinth, Pulp Fiction, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Lionheart, Justice, and the new season of Z Nation. That's it for what's premiering on the major streaming platforms in January 2019. If you'd like to leave us feedback, including other streaming services we should include, how wonderful my voice is, or even your thoughts on some of the great content available this month, please leave us a comment on any of the platforms you find this podcast. Remember, subscribe to get all the great Project Nerd podcasts, including what's coming to streaming platforms in February with next month's installment of Project Nerd's Now Streaming.